This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition, 8th of June, 2020. Scott Henin has the day off. Leon Francis in for Scotty at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Todd Mitchell is here as well, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe. Monday lunch today, depending on where you are, Valley City's got the beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, sausage potato at Harwood, 12th Avenue in Fargo here, Salisbury Steak, West Main in Fargo. They're doing scalloped potatoes and ham. It's always a great lunch at PetroServe USA, the home of 4 for $4. Choose your favorite single topping on a personal breakfast pizza, 2 fresh baked cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop or Coke or coffee. $4 every day at PetroServe. Leon's in for Scotty. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
And good to have you here.
I'm going to check. Yeah, I'm still not oppressed, so.
Thank you.
I'm not oppressed. We were speaking earlier about, you know, the whole oppression thing. I'm oppressed. I think about it like this. I grew up in Louisiana, like backwoods. I mean, just we didn't have a lot of money. We never did growing up. And God bless my dad. He did the best that he could. But we didn't have a lot of money growing up. And who would have thought, you know, that 10-year-old Leon Francis sitting there in Catahoula Parish, you know, noodling for catfish. You ever noodle for catfish?
Oh, yeah.
Would be in North Dakota on the radio on the biggest show in the state. Think about that. You know what that takes? That takes tenacity. That takes grit and determination. If I sat around feeling sorry for myself all the time, how would I do that? You know, how would I get into the IT sphere, that whole space?
Well, if I've always, like my friend says, if the African-Americans, like you say, are oppressed in America, how does any African-American achieve anything?
Right.
How do we have doctors and lawyers and physicists and amazing actors, and I mean, we get on the list of amazing.
Oh, they call those guys coons.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Can I say that on air?
Is that black lives versus black culture?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
I got on my Facebook page a video, a compilation of black actors, and some rappers, and some like they're all like millionaires and billionaires. Yeah. You should listen to them, and some of them, it's going to be completely unexpected because it was with me, like Lil Wayne, you know, the guy just point blank asked him, hey, you know, you feel like you were oppressed or bigots were working against you. And he basically says, no, I didn't. I grind it out and, you know, I never felt it. Think about that. But we're just fed this constant diet of, oh, poor is me and oppression and white privilege.
It's self-inflicted,
blah, blah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's self-inflicted, which becomes self-fulfilling when it comes to manifesting a reality.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing we mentioned earlier that you hit on, too, racism exists, discrimination, absolutely, but don't confuse discrimination with oppression.
Right.
You know, that's, and, you know.
If we're oppressed here, then there is no hope for any place on the planet, man. In America, you can go and make as much money as you want. You got a good idea. You get out there, you get after it, and you can achieve it. And it's the American dream, and it goes across, you know, cultural lines, social economics, where you grew up, if you were single mom or dad. Ideally, you would want the two-parent households, but there are a ton of people that overcome that. It's called life. And sometimes it's rough. Sometimes you meet people you don't like, black, white, and other. But you just pick yourself up and you get after it. And that's what we have to tell the kids. We have to start teaching kids that message and not the other. Not that you're oppressed, not that some white person is holding you down. None of that is beneficial to the African-American condition. One thing that would be beneficial to the African-American condition is introspection. Introspection. Now, I...
Amen. Amen, bro. I mean, yeah. The reason I love this man right here.
I'm going to digress a bit because, you know, I need a feel-good story. I need some feel-good in my soul, man. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the most awesome 10-year-old on the planet, Lexus Olson. How you doing, Lexus?
Good.
It is good to hear your voice. It's like sunshine. And I'm proud because my daughter's name is Lexus also. So great people are named Lexus. I want to talk to you about your lemonade stand. One, I want to get some of that lemonade. I want to purchase some today, but I want to kind of talk about the reason that you opened up this stand initially, and then kind of what it morphed into. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So I was originally just going to save money to get a trampoline, but then I heard about Officer Cody, and I know how it's really hard to lose someone you very, very love. I lost my dad when I was 2 and my uncle when I was 5.
Oh, man.
Oh, buddy.
That is I'm sorry to hear that. I'm hoping you have other male figures in your life that you can look up to.
Yes, I do.
That's great. And hold on to that. You sound like, I mean, you're brilliant. You got a huge heart. You got a great head on your shoulders. So don't ever look down. Always look up. And what you have accomplished here is no small feat. I've tried to raise money for, like, venture capitalists sort of things. There's no way I could do that. I could not reach that amount of money. So
Lexus, when did it become, when it went from you were going to make money for a trampoline to all of a sudden you're going to raise money for Cody Holte and to put on a dinner, as I understand it? How did that kind of happen?
It just happened last week. I just thought I should do something.
Wow.
Were you thinking about the
and you did.
The family of Officer Cody, the kids? And
Yeah.
I bet that went through my mind when I heard about that. Just tragic loss. So are you're going to make dinner for these guys?
Order in.
Good answer. I would have to do the same because I cannot cook. I'm horrible at cooking.
So go ahead, Leah.
Oh, sorry, man. I was just going to ask, you know, so how much does your mom get in there and help? Have you spoken to the guys and gals at the Grand Forks Police Department? I'll roll it back. How much of your mom is helping you with this lift?
A whole bunch.
You got to lean on mom. Mom is the strength. Oh, man, I call my mom all the time because some rough times I've had, nothing but your mom will get you through. So listen to your mom.
Go on your mom. Your mom's Tanya. Tanya answered the phone, too.
Oh, hey, Tanya. You raised a great kid here.
Thank you.
As we say in the South, you've done good. You've done a good job.
That's fantastic. So
I like to think so.
So, guys, is the plan that you've got $10,000+, you're going to make this dinner for the Grand Forks PD, and then is the plan just if there's any leftover funds just to go to the Holte family, or how are you going to plan on distributing that, or how's it going to play out, do you think?
We're kind of still making plans. We're pretty overwhelmed with with the outcome of it. It started out when she told me, I was a little nervous because I was trying to figure out how I was going to figure out to foot the rest of this bill for this dinner. And now it's like, oh, now we had to figure out what to do with the rest of it. So we've been talking about different plans and how we can just continue to provide for our police officers. She wants to include the sheriff's department also for sure now. And we're going to talk to the police department today, so we'll kind of get ideas from them and see where the need is. So,
okay. How does she feel about the police department, especially with all the craziness that's going on? Obviously, you know, to raise this amount of money, she's got to have a healthy amount of respect for law enforcement. But just kind of in her own words, how do you feel about the men and women in uniform, Lexis?
They help us, so it's
they are heroes
in the world.
There you go, from the mouth of babes,
oh,
man.
Right there
from the mouth of babes.
They help us.
So if a guy like me wanted to help with your cause, where would I go? What would I do? Is there a website or?
Mom's
Venmo. Mom?
Oh, she went in the bedroom.
Oh.
Maybe. Well, I tell you what. Why don't we hang on just a second, okay, Alexis, and thank you, and we'll get some info off the air here, and we'll make sure we have that info where to
donate.
Yep.
Alexis Olson, the most awesome 10-year-old on the planet. It was awesome to talk to you, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Thank you so much for being with us. Scotty's out today. Leon Francis sitting in. June 8th, 2020, live and direct from the PetroServe USA Studios, Valley City, Harwood, 12th Avenue North in Fargo, West Main and West Fargo. Always lunch on and always good to go. Visit PetroServeUSA.com for more info. Also brought to you by our friends at University of Mary. I'll tell you what. If you're in the military, former military, you served our country, University of Mary is ready to take care of you. They are as military a friendly school with online and in-person classes available as any in the country for busy adults. Okay, their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to get you ready for your promotion in the military, success in a civilian career, whatever. Full support team, extensive military backgrounds, focused on just you, personal care, they're dedicated to your success, scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning, make your education affordable, they work with you. University of Mary is ready to serve you. Classes start June 4th. Get started today. Connect online. A member of the military services team, online.umary.edu/military services. UMary, taking great pride in our veterans and our active military. Leon's in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
So, a little more information on Lexis Olson, her drive to raise money for the Grand Forks Police Department and Officer Cody Holte. And for his family, you can go to Pete Za. It's spelled just like that, P-E-T-E. And the folks out there at Grand Forks probably already know this place. But 100% of their proceeds tomorrow. So you go there tomorrow, 100% of their proceeds are going to the Officer Cody Holte foundation or donation that they got set up there at First Bank. So that's a good, you can go there, awesome, awesome pizza and an awesome, awesome cause and help out a really, I'm saying awesome a lot, man, and I'm smiling actually. that's a rarity where I come from, but, Alexis has done a great thing. Her mom raised a really great kid, big heart, decent head on her shoulder, and she's doing a good thing for the folks in law enforcement. So I applaud her.
If you would like to, Tanya, Alexis's mom is on Venmo, and it's V-E-N-M-O. If you're a part of Venmo, just to Tanya R. Olson is on there. And so she's gotten a few Venmo donations too to what they're doing, but they were kind of overwhelmed with this thing and really didn't know what to do. So she's just asking people if you want to donate, just to go through her Venmo account at Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A R. Olson, O-L-S-O-N.
Yeah, you think about that. Yeah. You know, you got a kid, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to open up a lemonade stand. I'm going to raise maybe a couple $100,
buy a trampoline. Yeah.
And then it turns into a $10,000. I mean, people have generous hearts, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
And see, we often forget that. We forget about all the good that's in our society. I mean, if you look at TV, if you're watching the mainstream media, all you see is doom and gloom. You just want to sit in your basement with a bottle of Jack and just go, you know what? But it's not that way at all. And she is prima facie evidence of that. Anyway, now I'm gonna kind of take two steps back from that really feel-good story and hit you with this. We're talking about, you know, prejudice and bigotry and police officers and they're hunting down black guys and that sort of thing, that sort of nonsense. But did you know that within a 48-hour period in Chicago last week, there were 82 shootings? Did you know that, Kevin?
You're going there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we don't look over there, Leon. We keep our focus over here. Don't look right.
Yeah, but 80,
stay the left. Stay 80, over. Look over here.
82 black people.
No. Don't look there. Don't. Just focus over here on the one guy.
You're right. You're right. And that's what the media wants us to do.
So spot on, man.
82 shootings, 23 deaths, one being, and this is a little gory, one being an 18-year-old girl shot in the side of the head.
Now, why isn't,
think about that.
Why aren't there protests and marches and love for her?
Exactly.
Where is that?
Where is the love for actual victims? You got one guy, and I'm just going to say it, one criminal that I will never put up a mural to this guy. I'm not even going to say his name on air. I'm just not. What happened was a criminal killed another criminal, and those criminals that committed that criminal act, they're all going to jail. All of those officers are going to jail for 25 to life. That's what's going to happen. And so everything else is not needed. What's actually needed in the African-American community is to stop 82 people in one city, one suburb of one city, in 48 hours being shot. That's the problem. That is the problem. To the folks out there that say, you know, I can't send my kid outside. I don't know if he's going to be shot by a cop. Worry about those 82 people that are shooting in Chicago. That's what you worry about. That's why you need the cops there. I mean, and they can't do it all. Do you know what a big lift it has to be a cop in Chicago?
Well, that doesn't fit the fundamental change and hope that they want to create.
Yeah, defund. Go ahead and defund the cops. Yeah, defund law enforcement and see how well that goes in that one neighborhood Chicago.
I'm getting the popcorn for that one.
But anyway, I digress. I can't even. I can't even wrap my head around this sort of thing. Hey, I think we got law enforcement on the line. What did I say? Am I good? Did I say something?
Yeah, you're all good.
Lieutenant Derek Zimmel out in Grand Forks, how are you?
Hey, Lieutenant, how are you?
How are you? Good.
I was not speeding this morning. I don't know who that guy was. So, anyway.
I walk into a room, and everybody says they didn't do it. Someone has to do it, otherwise I'd be out of a job. So
I'm pointing at Kevin, so.
Let's do.
What's on your mind?
Well, your guests this morning are on my mind.
Okay, good deal.
Were you chatting with Lexus and her mom this morning?
Lexus and Tanya, you bet.
Yeah. So, kind of an interesting story. Interesting to me. My wife was on the road last Friday afternoon, and she told me afterwards it's very difficult to drive when she's crying. And I told her she probably shouldn't drive when she can't see. So, Lexus and what she was doing last Friday afternoon actually caused my wife to pull over by the side of the road because she couldn't see where she was going. The thoughtful gesture of this amazing young lady and just the community caring and compassion that erupted as a result of that. So I can't speak highly enough about Lexus and what she did and why she did it, and express the gratitude of the Grand Forks Police Department nearly enough. It was truly an amazing day.
Oh, man. That just touches my heart. Thank you for all that you do, Lieutenant, keeping the folks safe there in Grand Forks. And, yeah, she is an awesome, awesome kid. Awesome mom, awesome kid. We'll be right back after this break with more What's on Your Mind. Leon Price is sitting in for Scott Hannon.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio making yet more police reform moves. After another day of massive police brutality protests in New York City, most of which did stay peaceful. One of the demands the protesters have been calling for is something that de Blasio is now promising.
We will be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services.
Meanwhile, once a hot spot for the virus, New York City is entering phase one reopening today that could see as many as 400,000 people heading back to their jobs. Former Vice President Joe Biden is gaining steam in the polls. In a new CNN survey out this morning, it shows the presumed Democratic nominee leading President Trump by 14 points. And this is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
That's what's on your mind. Welcome to the Monday edition, 8th of June, 2020. Live from the PetroServe USA studios, where great lunch is served every day. Also brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. You'll see a picture of Mike Lindell sitting right there. Click here. All the specials are in there. All you need to know is promo code SCOTT. Promo code is Scott, as in Scott Hennin, SCOTT. You get the deals. Now, that's like, oh, I don't know. How about the body pillow? I just got a body pillow. Dude, if you got a MyPillow, I know you, Leon, you have a MyPillow, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
The body pillow is fantastic. Normally, it's a $90 deal. Promo code Scott, $30, $29.99. They have face masks. If you need, of course, the go-anywhere pillow, that bolster pillow, which is like a neck roll, duvet covers, the sheets, the towels. Tell you, Mike is the man. Plus, you can check out his new book, From Crack Addict to CEO. It's an amazing story. And of course, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Details at MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials and enter the promo code Scott for great deals at MyPillow.com. Leon Francis is in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, so do you think he has that on, like, Audible audiobooks?
You know, that's a good question. I'll check. I'll answer that. Give me a second. I'll find out.
Because I do a lot of driving.
Yep, me too.
And that's one of the things I love doing is that just putting syncing the Bluetooth and putting an audio book on and just kind of filling the brain with some actual facts and so I can get out here and battle the liberal left. It's sad that that's how I have to kind of plan my day. What craziness is going on in the world today that we need to address. And then you turn the TV on and you see it. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Colin Powell slamming President Trump. I mean, over all this nonsense. And do you know that when you break down the stats, 701-271-1100. I'm sorry, I haven't given those numbers out not once today. If you want to call in, join the conversation. 701-271-1100.
It is not available on at least Audible. So I'm checking out. Just soon it would be there first, but
that'd be awesome.
So not out yet.
Because he has a phenomenal story. That guy. I mean, I listened to. I think he was on Glenn Beck one day, and he was kind of going over his life story. Oh man, good gravy! I can't even. I could not even. Leah out in Benedict, what's on your mind?
Folks should need to be aware that this push to eliminate local law enforcement is part of their plan to try to bring in and implement federal law enforcement and different levels of martial law. So I think we just need to be aware of that. We need to really stand for maintaining our local law enforcement because they would like to have federal authority over all of us. And
yeah, what would you fill the void with?
So one world police force thinking, and she's true with that. There's a lot of that going on with
and
all
based
of this.
On what? The stats don't bear out that there is systemic racism in the police departments. They quite simply don't. I mean, if anyone has a gripe, it's white men because they are killed more, stopped more, manhandled more than any of the other minorities. It's not a real thing. And so to have a push to defund based on a fallacious worldview, that is insanity. It is absolute insanity. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a rant. Leah, is there anything else you want to add to that?
No, but we just need to have our withers about us that we need to stand firmly against this, and we know their game. And we're not going to submit to federal law.
Okay. Thank you, Leah, for that perspective. I mean, and I agree with her. Oh, God. Yeah. How horrible would it be, man? How horrible? Kristen,
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. I mean, yeah.
Think about Minneapolis.
Kevin's
shaking his head. I can't.
I mean, it comes like The Purge comes to mind, the movie.
Seriously.
Escape from New York comes to mind.
What's going on right now with the rioting and the looting, and that's what happens when cops take a step back. You do not want that in your neighborhood. I mean, you're going to want to get out of there. Seriously. Hey, Kristen. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, and it's a crazy one. You know, I grew up, had some problems when I was a kid. I stole a car and drove it to California from Fargo here.
That's good clean fun, man.
That was the time.
I did a number of, made another couple of crimes, a couple of felonies. But you know what? I grew out of it, and I realized that the police force are very valuable. They keep people safe. They keep people's property safe. And we've got to realize that we can't do without the police in any community.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the fact that it's even being talked about.
It is crazy.
It's craziness.
Up is down. Water is dry. Sand is wet. Men are women. I mean, it's just, we live in a crazy, crazy time. I mean, yeah, when you're speeding down the road and you see those lights come on, your heart jumps a little bit. You're like, oh, man. But you know why those lights came on? You were doing something wrong. It's like when my kid is standing there, you know, with the jar of pudding open, and he's just going to town on it, and he hears my footsteps behind him. Yeah, you should be worried. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to digress for 2 seconds. I lent my son my truck over the weekend.
Okay.
So I get it back, and there was some black-on-black crime, man. There was some black-on-black violence because him and his UND buddies busted out one of my windows on my Lear, on my topper. But they put duct tape over it. So I guess that was a good thing. Kids.
But did he come to you and admit and tell you what happened?
No, we have a
problem. No.
They put duct tape on it, though. They didn't think I would, you know, I wouldn't notice that. Big duct tape across the length of 5 feet of duct tape. 5 feet of duct tape,
Come on, kid.
Anyway, I digress. I'm just talking about, you know, when you do something wrong, expect some repercussions. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying we might have a criminal problem, not really a racial problem.
There you go. In a nutshell, show's done. That's what it is. We have a criminal, 80 people shot. In a 48-hour span in one suburb, in one city in America. That's the problem. More policing, not less. I would go for that. Bob out in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about crimes, too. And there's all, you know, we all know what's happening. It's terrible to watch these protesters. And now I see in Minneapolis the other night on WCCO when I was over at the Lakes Country, they want people to start donating money now to fix the damage. Well, I'm not going to be one of those fellows.
Wow. But, how about no?
But anyway, I hope not. Yeah, no. And so I hope it isn't raise our taxes on our 1040s or anything. But I want to talk about white crime a little bit here. And in North Dakota, we're a pretty red state, pretty conservative. But we've got a group in our state trying to take over, and they're doing a pretty good job. We got Congressman Rick Becker up in Bismarck, and he's got his Bastiat, homeschoolers, whatever you want to call them. And a guy named Jared Hendricks, who's runs a lot of people's campaigns. But they brought a guy out of Virginia a few years ago by the name of Joe Chiang. And he was teaching school up by Devil's Lake, and he ran against Kirsten Baszler. Well, he damn near won at the Republican convention, and later we found out insurance fraud felony. Well, you know, the Democrats would have eaten that up if he'd been our candidate, right? And then we got Will Gardner. Yep, he beat Al Jager at the Republican convention, and then we had misdemeanors and stuff at NDSU. He was window peeping into the girls. He was window peeping into the girls' dorms, so he had to resign, and Al had to run then as a independent and in state government, one seat you never want to lose to the Democrats as your Secretary of State, because we saw what happened to Norm Coleman in Minnesota.
All right.
We saw what happened to McSally down there and Martha McSally down in
Arizona.
She won by 24,000 votes, but 2 days later, the Democrats brought in 26,000 ballots when they only voted for the Democrat person running for the Senate, so Martha McSally lost. Well, now we got a treasurer race in North Dakota, and good old Rick Becker, he's bringing another guy in with a record. He's got Dan Johnson from Valley City. He's a vet. He's got eight kids. He's pro-life. But he couldn't pay his taxes out in Pennsylvania. So if he wins tomorrow and beats the guy from Fargo over there, Earl Strindon's grandson, we'll have another felony or another felon on running for the Republican Party. So, got Charles Tuttle. 32 pages, Charles Tuttle. He's running against Kirsten Baszler. Cost me $70 on MyLife.com to get his background. And Delaware, Ohio, Minnesota, television coercion, doesn't pay his taxes, stalking, broke restraining orders. And he wants to be our Department of Education and beat Kirsten Baszler. Well, I don't know, Rick Becker. I think you should just do your congressman job up in Bismarck there and quit bringing guys out of prison to run for public office, because we're going to lose all these North Dakota seats, fellas.
Bob, you know what? A good point to that, Bob, is that's just a lesson, and just to say, you know, if you're a voter, you have to do your research.
Right.
You have to dig further than the headline. You just have to. Just a great point, Bob.
Bob, I appreciate your point of view. Thanks for calling in. Now, I don't know what that all was about.
Well, just you know, there's a lot of people with, you know, issues in their background.
I happen to know Dan Johnston, and he is an awesome guy. He is a great, and I'm not stumping for Dan Johnston, but I just, the folks that heard that, I want you to know that he is not a criminal. Absolutely not. Salt of the earth guy. I can't just kind of stand back and let someone smear his name like that and not say anything. He has addressed those tax issues or whatever the guy was referring to, but he is a vet. He's a family man. He is pro-life. Mm-hmm. He's 100% solid, salt of the earth, North Dakotan. You couldn't ask for a better treasurer, and I digress. I'm going to take a step back because that kind of upset me, bringing in, hey, man.
Well, we've all got history. We've all got a past. You know, that's okay, too.
We'll be back after the break with Jared Hendricks, and we're going to talk a little bit about getting that ballot out and making sure we do that on time. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hannon on What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back after this.
800-228-0550 is the number. Ring it up.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Listening to What's On Your Mind. Numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Because we like that, because Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline is there because buffaloes run into the storm, as does Oasis Petroleum. More at OasisPetroleum.com, and they are hiring, by the way. That number is 800-200-1776, extension 1. It's not 800. What is it, Todd? Is it 888? 200? I don't have that in front of me.
855.
There it is. I'm sorry.
It's your number.
1-855-217-76. Yes, 855, not 800. My bad. So call that. And thanks to
you're a little discombobulated from the Chuck Schumer dashiki and pro pick, right?
Well, it did kind of throw us all off, didn't it? I mean, I feel like I'm a terrible European American for not owning one of those.
Wow.
Am I European American? If you're African American, how does that work again?
Todd, I got to ask you.
You have to be.
What he's talking about is I look up during the break, and here's Schumer, Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, senator, on Fox News at some press conference. And he's got some sort of an African, I'm assuming that's some sort of an African scarf.
Yeah.
Something he's wearing, because it looks very, very, you know.
Festive.
Colorful. And the face mask on the lady behind him is the same type of material and looking fabric. And it turns out there's a number of them all wearing that today.
And what is that supposed to?
Is that pandering? Is that some sort of a?
I mean, pander harder, why don't you? Pander harder.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you know
right?
what? I miss one thing with this whole COVID thing. I could have been wearing my Bane mask this entire time. Anyway.
Wow.
I do have a Bane mask. I love that thing, man. I scare my kids with it. I scare my wife with it. I wake her up sometimes with it.
That's good.
How are you?
I can see it.
The Black Bane. Anyway, Jared Hendricks. We're going to talk speak with Jared Hendricks for a little bit about, you know, getting your ballot in, making sure that you get it in on time. I think you may even be able to contact your county auditor and do it in person, but I'm not 100%. So everyone is wearing these things. Is every Democrat there wearing? Oh my God! Turn that off.
Yeah, another one.
Someone
came up.
Please.
So what's
turn
the
that
antidote
off?
To demonstrate that you're a conservative and a Republican? If that's the liberal thing to do, well, then what's the antidote for that?
I have no idea. Common sense. A Gatson shirt.
Well, you have to have something when the TV cameras are on you, though. You have to have something because the TV cameras are on them, and now we see them. Oh, they're owning that position. Okay, so what's the other position, and how do you own that? A black and white one, or what?
Hey, not a single African American in this country know what those colors mean. Not a single one. So why are you doing that? It's all visual.
Did you hear that?
What it is.
Why do I feel like somebody's going to call who knows now? Now that you said that. But,
No. Did you hear that? I'm pretty sure I just heard Candace Owens' head explode when she saw
probably.
The song.
I can definitely see that. Oh, my goodness. I can't. I can't even look at that right now.
A bunch of pandering
Jared,
losers.
I'm sorry, man. I took up a lot of your time. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm a little hot under the collar, as you can tell. Jared is the chairman of District 38, and apparently he's the bane of Bob in Jamestown.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you address that, because that was an unsolicited broadside against you, your character, and some folks that you know. So I'll give you a little time to address that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I didn't know I was going to have calls in from my fan club already this morning. So, it's interesting when you hear this kind of guilt by association, really kind of philosophically weak arguments that gets into all this, nasty stuff, you know, because they don't want to talk about the issues, the record. And, I think that, you know, when we're talking about, some of the things, especially, you know, these charges against Dan Johnson, where he had a tax bill that showed up to an address that he had already moved from, and so he didn't get it on time, and he ended up paying it late, or there was a medical bill that went to collections that was the insurance company's fault. I mean, how many people has that happened to, especially in this environment? I mean, these are normal problems. This is not criminal intent or negligence. So, I mean, it's all overblown, but, you know, you want to talk about what's criminal? I mean, he can complain about the conservative wing and the Republican Party, but isn't it criminal that we spend millions of dollars on cactus gardens and bailouts for companies and crony capitalism? I mean, that kind of stuff that happens in Bismarck should be the real discussion, and that's what they don't want to talk about. So if we're going to talk about what's going to divide the party, the people that are dividing the party are the ones that want to take us away from our platform and what it means to be a Republican. So I don't have anything to worry about or apologize for. I don't think Rick Becker does. I know Dan Johnston doesn't. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. And that guy can keep his 30 shillings from, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to walk that back. So, Jared, I got if I got a ballot here, and I'm like, oh man, it's too late in the game. I can't do anything. Do I just rip that thing up and wish everybody good luck, or what do I do with it?
No, definitely not. So a couple things. If you have your ballot already, you need to vote. Obviously, make sure you follow the instructions in the ballot very carefully, because if you get anything wrong, your ballot will be spoiled. And you need to make sure that you postmark that by today, or you drop it off at your county Dropbox location, which may be your auditor's office or your local courthouse. You have to call your auditor and find out, because it will vary. There are a few counties that have more than one location, but you need to either drop it in the mail today or drop it off at the county tomorrow before 4 p.m.
We're right up against it, so if you could hang out a little bit, or I'll get some info from you later on.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.